Absolutely, definitely. I jumped at the opportunity when took a phone call from the chairman. Obviously, I sat down because I genuinely hadn't thought about it. Because obviously, as I explained in the press conference, when you're number two, your full focus is on what you can do and what you can help the manager do and what you can help the team do. So when it was offered to me, I looked at a lot of things. And number one was the club and its ambitions and the potential. Two was the fans. Three was the staff that was already in place. Four was the players. And all those things ticked the boxes. Obviously, had a good conversation with my wife and my children, because we're building a house at the moment as well. So to say it's been a busy few years is an understatement. So this is just another thing to add to it. But she knows I love the club and I love football in general. So it's my passion, and it's the biggest job I think I could ever get. In terms of just that connection with the club, connection with the fans and the people around it. And obviously the people of Donegal, and we will, as a staff, do our best now to put those players out on the pitch and make the fans proud, and hopefully the people of Donegal proud.
Potentially exciting times ahead, because I know you're very impressed with what's coming through the academy. There's a lot of exciting players there. Recently we had 7 players from the club representing the North or the Republic in international. So the outlook is positive.
Yeah, I suppose that's another. I've played my part, albeit maybe a small part in the academy, and driving that whole thing forward the last decade, and to where it is now today, and it's important that that continues on, and doing what it's doing, and I will be obviously still overseeing that and making sure everything's been drilled behind the scenes there, because it's really important that that does keep high standards for the players coming through. But I suppose the main thing that has changed over the last number of years, these players have seen that there's an opportunity. There's definitely an opportunity for them if they're at themselves, if they work hard. And obviously they have to have the ability first and foremost. But as you mentioned, we have players with ability. And it's something that we like to endorse in the academy, where you're travelling to Dublin, Cork, into the middle of Derry, up the middle of Belfast. Stick your chest out and be proud where you come from. We're as good as anything that's out there. And I've always said that's the way I was as a player, and that's not me saying anything new. When I thought back, I never feared going out on the pitch, and that was just a natural thing in me, and I wanted to instill this in our academy players, and it'll be the same thing when we go into the first team. We will respect every opposition that'll come, but we'll not fear anybody, you know.
And there's a good connect with the fan base at the moment.
There is, I have to say. I can see it growing, and I think there's something really, really, really brilliant about that, the players and fans, that connection, and fans are actually starting to see now traits of players, wingers, taking people on, goal scorers, young Darren McGinnis, young Gavin Hodgins, just 2 day name for example, highly, highly talented players, and as good as anything you'll see in any ground around the League Ireland. And obviously Gavin is well documented, like he had a superb couple of weeks, qualified for the World Cup, and came on last week and changed the game for us. So we have players now, as I said earlier on, we have players now pushing the players that are in the starting 11. And then we have players coming behind that from the academy that are pushing those boys to even get on the bench. So 3 strands to it, and it's hugely positive. But all focus now. I like to get the whole this stuff out of the way as quick as I can and focus on Longford, you know.
And these are exciting times for the League of Ireland. I mean, it's generally perceived as it's very much on an upward curve at the moment, so you're in it at a good time.
Yeah, I felt it has been that way for the last number of years. I suppose I've gone through the hardship of creating an academy, gone through the pains of it, trying to implement it and put teams in and hire coaches and all that crap, but we're well underway now. And I can only say it getting better. I'd love to see where it's going to be in 5 to 10 years' time, the whole academy system, and where the League Ireland is going. And to be fair to the FAI, I know sometimes they get stuck, but the way they've marketed the First Division and the Premier Division and the Women's Premier Division and the League Ireland Underage Academy over the last couple of years has been fantastic. And you can see the benefits of it now online, social media, PR, sponsors, everything. And so it really is taking off. And as I said earlier on, talking to scouts that from top UK clubs in Dublin over the weekend, and they're looking in and going, there's something happening here, and they're seeing players going for 1.5 million and players heading to Benfica from likes of Cork City, and that they're definitely looking in and seeing what's happening. So that can only be good for us, and you can take confidence in that, but you just just have to keep looking forward and pushing forward, you know, Chris.
And finally, Longford, to look forward to this weekend, going into it on the back of some decent results, so a little bit of momentum is building.
Yeah, momentum, but as we were saying, the players right away, like, you enjoy it at night, but as soon as you wake up in the morning, that's it. Full focus is on Longford, and that's the way it'll be every week. And we're not going to get too carried away with wins, and we're not going to get too down with defeats, so we just push on to the next game. But certainly, certain individuals have to take confidence. And the most pleasing things for us as coaches, the players are starting to realise you don't have to be at your best at times to win games. And we certainly weren't at our best against Athlone, but we dug deep, we seen out certain bits of pressure, and we stuck in there. And when we made the changes, we took the chances when they came along. So that's usually positive for the team to learn that way. And it's good for us as staff to see them growing and getting confidence from that as well.
And every manager brings their own traits into the game. Will people notice anything different from a Darren Murphy managed side to a Kevin McHugh managed side?
I'm not going to say there's going to be too much change, because I was assistant manager under Darren, and Darren's beliefs are the same as my beliefs and the same as Tommy and Eamon's beliefs. So we're just going to try and get the players to have confidence in their own ability. And the bottom line is, it's a max effort every Friday night, or you will not be in the team. It's as simple as that. And if we can get that message across to the players and the players that are coming behind them, we'll be in a good place.